He suffered without the camp, as Adam and Eve were banished from Eden for transgressing the law of God, so Christ was to suffer without the boundaries of the holy place. He died outside the camp, where felons and murderers were executed. There he trod the winepress alone, bearing the penalty that should have fallen on the sinner. How deep and full of significance are the words, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us." He went forth without the camp, thus showing that he gave his life not only for the Jewish nation, but for the whole world. Christ died for all mankind. Christ suffered without the gates of Jerusalem, for Calvary was outside the city walls. This was to show that he died, not for the Hebrews alone, but for all mankind. He proclaims to a fallen world that he is their Redeemer, and urges them to accept the salvation he offers. See. See. The everlasting covenant of mercy. Let those who are oppressed under a sense of sin remember that there is hope for them. The salvation of the human race has ever been the object of the counsels of heaven. The covenant of mercy was made before the foundation of the world. It has existed from all eternity, and is called the everlasting covenant. So surely as there never was a time when God was not, so surely there never was a moment when it was not the delight of the eternal mind to manifest His grace to humanity.